The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from his farm in New Hartford. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Earle of KDSN Radio in Denison and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. The first question will come from KDSN's Mike.
Senator Grassley, we're hearing a lot about what's happening with foreign affairs in the Ukraine. In your opinion, what should the U.S. be doing action-wise in the Ukraine?
Yes. By the way, when I'm done talking to you, I'm going to do three classes at UNI this afternoon and this morning. I think we should be giving some military materiel to Ukraine to make sure that they're well supplied. We should not have any indication that we are going to be involved there with personnel. We should have more vigorous economic sanctions than what we've done, and we need to push Europe to a greater extent to cooperate with us on economic sanctions, and of course diplomacy. As an example, a meeting going on in Europe today that includes Russia right now will solve some problems, but so far that hasn't seemed to have done any good. But most important of all this, because the President of the United States, and not just President Obama, this would be true of 44 U.S. presidents. They are our spokesman in international policy, and every president speaking for our country saying that that certain consequences are going to happen if such and such happens. Our president's been very liberal in saying what's going to happen, and that the implication is there's going to be consequences, but there aren't any consequences. So consequently, our credibility in arguing the NATO position against Russia has not been respected by Putin, and he's going to push just as far as he can because he knows our president is all talk and no action.
Yes, Senator Gordon Wolf here. Following up on that question, you mentioned economic sanctions, and do you believe they go so far as embargoes? Everybody remembers the grain embargo against the Soviet Union in the 1980s, and that turned out to be quite devastating for farmers.
Yeah. I don't think it'll go that far, but there has been some embargo already. There's been some manufacturers that sell commercial products that also have military capability, and you have to that's very much guarded and policed by our Commerce Department, and there's already been some restrictions on some products that would normally go to Russia can't go to Russia. Now, how much further that ought to go, I don't know, but I think right now I would put sanctions on individuals and on banking. We know in the case of North Korea and Iran that when you put sanctions on banking, particularly if the whole world's involved, it affects the economy, and it would really affect the economy of Russia. And in the case of where a lot of very wealthy people in Russia take their money out of the country, for instance, Russia lost $23 billion, rubles, that left the country during the fourth quarter of this year. People don't have a lot of faith. These people don't have a lot of faith in Russia, so they take their money out. They travel outside. There are people that are close to Russia, close to Putin, and the idea is to make their life as miserable as possible, hoping to put some pressure on Putin to change his tune and actions. In the meantime, we haven't done enough of that, and particularly when it comes to freezing bank accounts and restricting banking activity through American banks. Now, that has a big impact on Russia, but it's going to have a bigger impact if Europe joins in.
Senator, shifting gears locally, FEMA has changed the way they want to reimburse electrical cooperatives for damages done during ice storms and other things, and it's affected how repayments in the past, it was retroactive. What's happening to that particular issue with FEMA? Is Congress planning on doing anything?
Well, Congress as a whole probably isn't planning on doing something, although if I had an opportunity for Congress as a whole to do something about it, I would participate in that. So far, the participation has been by members of Congress, both Republican and Democrats, fighting FEMA on it, going to the extent of getting letters signed by every member of Congress objecting to this, objecting to it on the grounds that, first of all, the policy may not be a very wise policy, but why is this policy only active in the Kansas City region, which includes Iowa, as opposed to another, another 10 regions where it's not being enforced the same way. You get a new FEMA administrator coming into the Kansas City area. He decides he's going to implement this. We have national law. If this is such a good policy, it ought to be national. But no, it's only in Area 7, Region 7. So there's so much about it that just doesn't make sense. The most things that doesn't make sense is it's just not economically feasible to do what FEMA wants the RECs to do. And particularly, if it's going to be a policy that's going to be implemented, it ought to be implemented nationwide, number one. Number two, it shouldn't be initiated at a time when you've had a natural disaster, which seems to be the excuse for getting the job done. The money had already been promised. If the federal government promises disaster relief, it ought to deliver. And so we're going. I had a discussion on this with people at one of my town meetings down in southwest Iowa just 2 days ago, and they said it may be time for another push from Congress on it. So we aren't making a lot of progress, and it's very frustrating.
Senator, I've been reading about some push to have the EPA make its release its ruling on its proposed renewable fuel standards. Perhaps the GAO is doing that. Do you believe that you and like-minded colleagues have had enough time to make an impact on the decision-makers at EPA, or were their minds made up and are they pretty much immovable?
Well, we have tried to make an impact. I can't make a judgment of whether we made an impact until they issue their ruling. I can tell you 31 senators signed a letter to the director in January before the January 28th timeline ended. 20 bipartisan group of senators met in Senator Klobuchar's office before Christmas, meeting with the director, McCarthy. We think we made an impact there. Senator Durbin and I went to the White House and talked to White House and members of the president's staff that are very high up. I even had a conversation with Vice President Biden on it, why it isn't a good policy, but we don't know whether we've made an impact. We do feel that since they're taking some time to make a decision, that that might be hopeful. But really, I have no concrete information that I can give you.
Senator, we're coming up to a midterm election, and obviously the candidates and the primaries are starting to come closer. What do you see as the biggest issue coming up in the midterm election for both parties?
Well, so far, just Obamacare. In the issue of whether or not Republicans will gain control of the United States Senate, it seems to be in those states where Democrats are in problems, Obamacare still seems to be the number one issue. I think if you take a poll of the American people, though, the doldrums that the economy's in would be the number one issue in jobs. And I think that Republicans can't rely just upon negativism towards Obamacare in order to have a victory this fall. I think we have to have a positive program, and the better it deals with the economy, the better off we'll be.
Yes, Senator. Following up on the question about Obamacare, do you believe it should be repealed, or is the framework there and now it's a matter of needing to adjust it?
Well, I think I could say repeal, yes, but then follow on. Our health care system needed an overhaul. Obamacare is not the way to overhaul it, and then proceed with a new approach. That doesn't mean that everything that's in Obamacare would be ditched because there's a lot of it, that there's a very much a bipartisan consensus that certain things ought to be made. They're almost non-controversial. Then there's some really controversial things, like if you like your health insurance, can you keep it? If you like your doctor, can you keep him? That obviously have turned out to be lies on the part of the president. Those things have to be dramatically changed. Then there's things that fall in the middle, like pre-existing conditions. You know, that could be so established that that may not be changed. So it's still pretty fluid, but anybody that says just repeal really doesn't mean it, because I don't know of a single senator that says that our health care system doesn't need some overhaul.
Thank you, Mike and Gordon, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.